thought I'd wait for the recording to kick off.
Okay, the conference call is now being recorded.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Glenn, why don't you kick us off with a roll call?
Pleasure. We have Michael Connor, who's the chair of Business Constituency, Barbara Steele, Registry Constituency, Paul Diaz, Registrar Constituency, Christian Curtis, NCUC, Tim Ruiz, Registrar Constituency, and then from staff we have Olaf, Rob Hogarth, and myself. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to call that a quorum, and I should have done an agenda. I apologize for that, but I think, you know, let's sketch that out right now. I think our goal today is to go through the page on the wiki that's got our recommendations, make sure that we've tuned those with any constituency feedback that we've gotten, and then talk a little bit about how emphatic we want to make our recommendation in terms of a proposed course of action. Olaf and Glenn and I had a bit of a chat before most of you joined the call, and we might want to repeat that conversation. So really it's tuning the language with any constituency feedback, tuning the recommendations, and then is there anything else that people want to do? Those are the two things. I'm not expecting this call to take very long, really. But not hearing any other components to the agenda, why don't we just start with, we have two that I think we can forward to the public comment cycle, number 8 and number 9. Why don't we go through those first and then finish off with the two that we're not going to forward and tune up our recommendation. Does anybody have any...
I have a procedural question, whether we should actually go for a partial public comment period with only two, or whether we should try to advance matters further. I mean, this is wholly within the context of the earlier discussions we had. I tried to sound a little with Avery and Chuck to hear what a possible preference for the council could be on among the two recommendations we make, that either to continue with the group within the scope of this PPP to advance matters, or to try to slot unresolved matters into other PDPs. And I got the quite distinct feeling that the preference would rather be for us continuing, although the next council meeting won't be until Paris, so we may also want to consider how we advance. We try to do some things in the meantime. So, well, that's a bit of an open question, whether we should recommend from the working groups side that we continue, and also perhaps make an assumption that, well, waiting for the council's verdict on that, because the call is theirs, but to make the assumption that it would be seen with as positive if we, for example, have another call prior to the Paris meeting to try to advance some matters, if possible. So I just put that on the table for you to consider whether we should have a preferred way of action from here.
Sorry, Mike, if I can interject real briefly.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Rob Hogarth, and echo Olaf's comment. It was, I was involved in that call just listening in, and there was a general assessment, I think, on the part of Aubrey and Chuck, that there was a willingness on their part to give this group additional time, give this group thought that that additional time would result in, you know, being able to wrap up all of the procedures in one bundle, as opposed to the reluctance that I perceive, and I think you did see as well, Olaf, that they would be reluctant to punt any of the issues within this PDP and try to shoehorn them into another issue. So that's just further fodder for all your discussion.
So the sense, just to clarify one thing, Rob and Olaf, is it safe to say that they really don't want to have this split of the two going forward, the public comment? They'd rather keep them all in a group, take them all to public comment at once.
I think it raises procedural, perhaps more procedural problems than it solves to have part of it receiving public comment, and then another packet comes for public comments later on. Okay. And, well, it's a single PDP, and we need to come out with a single outcome. And I think the going for public comment for two and then punt two to other, that would be one solution. So to basically restrict the scope of this PDP and say that, okay, couldn't solve it. But I think that's not the preferred way.
All right. What do folks, constituency representatives, have as a sense of this as a preferred approach?
This is Barbara. The registry's constituency is supportive of handling them all together and asking for additional time to be able to address them.
Okay. Perfect. Tim? Any sense from the registrar?
About the comment period, or how we...
Well, you know, it seems like we're sort of at this fork in the road. We can either extend our group and keep all four together and solve them all, or we could put forward the two that we can resolve as a group amongst ourselves and take the other two and give them some other destination, either us working on them or move them into a broader PDP discussion in the subsequent PDPs that are coming behind this one. Do you have a sense as to which is preferable for the...
Well, not really. I mean, this just came up now. I mean, I was...
Yeah. No, I'm thinking that you were the one that was pretty eloquent last time about the complexities of those other two clarifications.
Right. I think the preference would be that, you know, there'd be... You know, an opportunity for more, for a broader community input on those topics in a PDP. So, I guess I'm maybe a little lost on exactly where we're trying to get to right now, and I'm not sure what, you know, how much we would gain by continuing to work on those issues within this small group.
I admit to being a little puzzled about the need for a call between now and Paris. I think that it's conceivable that we could continue as a group and, you know, beyond Paris and finish off these other two.
I mean, my concern is that, you know, what the work that we've been given is to draft clarification laws. If as a group we've decided that we really can't do that in regards to these two, that they really are, there's actual policy issues involved that need to be, you know, discussed with the broader community or in more full-fledged PDP fashion, then, you know, are we really, you know, can we take it on ourselves to kind of create our own little charter to continue on? Because we'd have to do it as a policy discussion to really be fruitful, because we've already pretty much agreed. We can't really just clarify it with better language.
Yeah, I think that's the nub of the issue for sure.
Can I add something, Mike?
It's
Paul. I had very little feedback from other registrars. The questions that I did receive or the comments were usually focused on issues beyond the scope or mandate of this particular drafting team. And, you know, just having looked at what you and Olaf have put together, and my sense is that we can put forward, I believe we can put forward these, the four write-ups as we have on the wiki right now for public comment, because it's going to be very clear to the public at large that, you know, these issues are, there's more going on here. And I think it might be beneficial to the council to see that, you know, there's a variety of views, more time is needed, more inputs are needed. You know, the challenge for the council, in my view, is going to be, do they want to simply extend the mandate of this particular team to try and address these issues, or recognizing that there are deeper policy things going on here, either merge this group into one of the follow-on PDPs or however they want to handle that one. The sense that I got from the limited feedback I got from other registrars is that the questions are more around sort of bigger issues that are out there, not necessarily the clarification. I feel we're good to put out what we have, recognizing two are very straightforward, two are more complex, let the public weigh in, and then you've got a body of inputs for the council to decide how do they go on. Do they simply extend the mandate of this one and ask us to come back and try and deal with it, or do we get folded into one of the other PDP groups and start dealing with those bigger, broader, more complex issues?
So let me see if I can summarize what I think the issue is. It seems to me that the interesting conversation here is whether or not to extend this group to have another try at those last two, or to move those last two into the broader PDP discussion because they've got policy ramifications. And I want to circle back to Olaf and Rob. Can you give me a sense, give us a sense of why Chuck and Ari wanted to give this group, wanted to keep going on this course that we've started, rather than acknowledging the broader issues in those last two and simply folding them into the subsequent PDPs?
Well, we shouldn't forget that we are in a PDP. So the choice that was made by the council was to try to launch a drafting group to see if we could put a very short mandate in time-wise to see if we could easily resolve this. Now, that turns out then to be half possible, half not so possible.
Yeah.
So it basically goes back to the council, for the council to decide. But let's put it like this, that we're still within the PDP. So the question is then, do you change the mandate, extend the timeline, or do something completely different? But we are in the policy development process. So policy can be developed in this within this framework. Although our drafting team or drafting group remit was seen as pretty limited and just to try out whether this was a quick fix. And so it turned out perhaps not to be. So it goes back to the council at any rate. And what I indicated, having heard Avery and Chuck, was that, the preference would be that we would be kept within this PDP and developed perhaps in another way, and a final decision on that would have to be made in Paris. So the question is only, can we advance matters in between? And.
Yeah.
Well,
I think the bigger question is, you know, should we advance matters?
Yeah, I think that's
own?
Right.
I think
the fundamental disagreement is summed up. Well, let me try and sum it up. It seems to me that one view of those last two is that we simply didn't have time to do a good job. The other view is, no, those last two are really touching a lot of other policy issues that are already included in the subsequent PDPs and simply aren't appropriately addressed in this context. And I'm trying to summarize, Tim, your point of view, so if I didn't get that quite right, feel free to correct me. And so I think the choice is, how much policy making do we do in this context, and how much do we do in the broader PDPs that are scheduled to follow? And since the charter of this one is drafting,
the charter of this work, this drafting group is drafting.
Yeah.
Charter of the PDP is clarification, which may indeed mean policy development. To clarify. So,
yeah, okay. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure I agree with that, Olaf. I mean, clarification to me means, you know, that we're not changing the policy, we're just clarifying it so that it's understood better. You know, but I don't see how we can, with the issues that are raised with these two things, that, I mean, it's actually, in my view, potentially a change in policy. It's not clarifying existing policy. So if I misunderstood what clarification means, then I apologize. But that's what it was indicated to me.
Okay. Well, I think that's it clearly shows that we have to put this for the council's decision, how to proceed, and whether these issues would then go deeper into policy development than, well, the word clarification would imply. But I just wish to remind you that we are in a policy development process, and it's well, that means that policy is developed, even if the expression clarification probably limits that to something where I have a difficulty seeing the exact borderline, but, and there may be various views on that as well.
May I, Mike?
Go ahead.
Okay, it's Paul again. I was just going to say, Olaf, I certainly see you know, your distinction here that this is a PDP, but I just think that our particular group would really run into issues if we were to take a more expansive view on policy making now, given that the very clear, very, very limited mandate for this group was supposed to just be on clarification. You know, if the council comes back and says, okay, fine, and they expand the mandate, they recognize that we're touching on other issues and maybe start those other PDP processes, fine. I really feel, though, that this group would need that clear green light from the council, you know, the authority to do those things, that we could not take that upon ourselves right now, recognizing as we do that some of the issues, if we have to continue to move forward on them, really do start touching on much deeper policy development work.
Okay, then I think it's pretty clarified.
I was just looking at the wording of our recommendation.
Talk about clarification.
And thinking that I think we got it pretty right the first time. It seems like the council can expand the mandate and timetable of this working group, and we might want to say expand the mandate into policy formation. Or something like that.
Yeah,
a little awkward. I don't know. But anyway, or move these into the broader set of PDPs that are to follow. And I guess the question I have to the group is, of those two choices, let's not wordsmith them right now. Let's just get a sense of the group as to which of those two we prefer. Anybody want to chime in on that?
This is Tim.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I would prefer, I think since that in the other PDP, where all the other transfer issues have been put, in fact, the first issue report's been done, I think that both of these issues are touched on to some degree in the other issues that were raised that are scheduled for PDPs, and then my preference would be to consider that it may be best, just from an efficiency point of view, to just make these an aspect of those PDPs, perhaps, because that way it's, you know, we don't have, it'll be cohesive, so somebody's not looking at two different pieces of the same puzzle, and we end up with, you know, a potential conflict or what, I don't know, but it seems like if it's part of these issues that are scheduled for later PDPs or PDPs within that process, that we either pull those out and put them together with this and expand this group to deal with them right away, so we get, but they deal with the whole picture, not just a piece of it, and then later we deal with another piece of it. So that would be my preference, that I can see the advantage of this group moving on with it and continuing with it, and maybe broadening this, making an offer to broaden its participation, because I think others might want to participate if they know what we're really going to be doing. But I think that it's an opportunity to pull a couple of those pieces out of that other list of PDPs, to pull it into these two, and then we can look at the whole picture in one shot instead of making it two PDPs on the same issue.
Other thoughts from folks?
That made any sense at all?
It made sense to me.
Yeah, it makes sense to me too, Tim, and I agree entirely. For what it's worth, I fully expect to volunteer for those future PDPs anyway, so sooner or later I'll be contributing to the work, I know.
This is Barbara. I mean, I think that what you've said, Tim, it does make a lot of sense. I think the registry's constituency was, you know, thinking of it from the standpoint of just expanding to include, you know, to expanding the purview, if you will, in order to allow for the policy development portion that's been discussed in this. However, I think if we want to go ahead and pull them out and include them in another PDP, I think that they would consider that. But I think what we need to do is we need to be very specific and identify which PDP we think that they do belong in. And then, you know, again, I'm supportive of opening it up to people who are included in this PDP to participating in that one, if you feel that a broader team and perspective is required in order to resolve them. But I see your point on not, I guess, looking at this in a vacuum and then, you know, perhaps having, you know, a future PDP that would be impacted by this, you know, running into issues or conflicts. I think that could make a lot of sense.
Anybody else want to chime in? Taking my chair hat off and just putting my member hat on, I agree. I have always been a little bit puzzled by the kind of parallel tracks of this PDP and the broader PDP effort. Went so far as to write a completely mistaken business constituency comment based on that lack of understanding. And so I think it would be very helpful to remove the two sections that really have very broad connections to policies and put them in the main PDP effort that's being teed up to follow this. Go forward with the two clarifications that we could agree to and make that recommendation to council. And I think the mechanics as to the way, now I'll go back into chair role, I think that one way we could do this is we could change the recommendation on the wiki so that the second one, this issue becomes part of a broader transfer policy development effort, would be the first in the list, and that we would then tag that with the, you know, in bold, something like recommended, and then present the other one as an alternative but less preferred alternative for the council. And maybe try and capture some of the reasoning behind that. I'll try and do that. I didn't try and do it live on the wiki this time. Does that seem like the right way to capture this sentiment? Hearing that as agreement. The point that Barbara raised, I think, is a good one, and I'm not sure that we can do it on this call, but the notion of recommending what the destination PDP should be seems like a helpful thing that we could do. And I'm not sure how to go about doing that. Does anybody have an idea?
Well, this is one, the very first. It was hoped that it would be the easiest one. And then there was the group that tried to package the other issues into five PDPs. And that has been done, and they have proceeded with that. And I'd be happy to just to refresh your memory to send the proposal or the list. It's on the GNSO site, of course, on what exactly are the other five PDPs going to address. And perhaps,
What if we took that list and in the spirit of continuing to try and move things along, I'm more than willing to do another call. Maybe if we could get our hands on that list, that could be the subject of the next and final call. To place those last two outstanding issues in the PDP, you know, in the right subsequent PDP. Have a conversation about that.
Well, I'll send around a link, or perhaps I just put the link in into the wiki.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that.
Now, that gets us to the question, what do we do with the two that we've agreed upon? Do we release those to public comment?
I think we should wait for the council's decision on exactly how to proceed.
Okay.
Because otherwise we're jumping to conclusions again. And, all right, if we all agreed upon, continuing in some... So with some pace with this group, but since that's not the preferred option, I think we shouldn't jump ahead of the council decision and say that okay, this we've done our work here. Please comment upon these proposed texts. Since we may have to do that over again.
Right.
With the two remaining months, and it becomes probably a bit confusing. There is, of course, what was mentioned earlier, that, okay, well, we could hang them up, all of them, for public comment. That is an option, the two new proposed texts, and just say that, all right, could you provide some comments to the existing ones, the two where we haven't any proposals for new text, but these are the current texts.
I'm not terribly enthusiastic about that.
Really enthusiastic, but it was mentioned. So, what do people think?
Well, I think given the I certainly understand the notion of not trying to jump the gun. And so I guess my thought would be that we don't release those to public comment, that we simply spend our next call placing those last two issues in the appropriate PDP, and then forward that set of conclusions on to the council for them to decide what to do next. When we're not on a an official call, I have a lot of thoughts about how this process could be changed in the future so that we don't run into this dilemma in subsequent PDPs, but I don't want to go into that on this call. And given that where we find ourselves, I think that we've pretty much arrived at the following conclusions, which are, we'll recommend bundling those last two PDPs, or last two issues into subsequent PDPs, acknowledge two that we've clarified and have proposed language for, which could go to public comment if the council wants to proceed with those, but that we won't take them there until they've met.
Which means that we need to change the recommendations for those two. Change the wording of that bit.
I'll spin through the text on the wiki after we're done, and I suppose we could change it now. We could essentially change that recommendation to say forward proposed text to council for further action.
Yeah.
Do it that way. All right. That being the case, I do want to circle back to the proposed text that we want to forward to the council and see if there are any changes to that text before we do it. I know that there was conversation in the BC, which really revolved around I think the text in number 8, which the word registrar somehow got into that text, and I'm looking at this is the text that we agreed on, or is this an edited version? Do people remember seeing registrar in that proposed text ever?
I don't, Mike. I always remembered it as registry.
That's registry.
As we had it there.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. There was a comment from one of the BC members that said, don't let the word registrar sneak in there.
I think in the original working group's text that had registry / registrar who is.
Yeah.
I believe you're right. That is what it said.
Okay. And so we've changed that already, but okay. So we aren't tinkering at all. That was the only feedback I got on number 8. Did anybody else get any feedback on that one?
The feedback from the registry's constituency was that they're agreeable to the proposed text.
Okay. Same with the registrar gang?
Yeah, no real feedback.
All right. So the only change I'm going to make there is that we forward the proposed text to council for further action. Instead of for public. And then on number 9, I got no feedback from the business constituency. Do we have any feedback from any of the other constituencies? Okay, so I'll make the same change on that. But the recommendation is to forward the text to council for further action. And then the recommendations on number 5 is that we'll change the order there. And make the first recommendation maybe a little more emphatic. Maybe we should say this issue should become part of the broader transfer policy development effort and be added to one of the five planned PDP sets, and then behind that in bold, say, recommended. Does that capture where we were collectively at? Let me save that so that you can read it.
Good. There's something else which perhaps needs changing. We use the expression working group, and I think we should use the name drafting group.
Oh, okay. I can fix that.
On a few places.
Yeah, I'll note that for later.
Yeah.
Working group goes to the drafting group.
And again, I feel as though if we're going to go ahead and make that the priority or the recommended approach, that we do go ahead and try to identify which PDP it would best fit.
Ah, right. And so let me put that in as a blank that we need to fill in at the next meeting. Should become part, let's put the blank right in that recommendation now. Should become part of the blank, I'll just put a blank there. And save that so you can see it. That will remind us that we're not done. Okay, so it's been saved with the blank now. It should be something you can see on your screen. So that's number five, and then I guess if there's no other changes to that, I'd just copy and paste the same thing into number seven. That. And I think our action item for the next call is to take a look at the subsequent PDP list that, oh, if you'll post to the wiki, try and find destinations for those two sections. Fill in those blanks, which are now, I've done it to both of them now, so now it should read the same on your screen. And that would be our agenda for next week's call, or whenever we can schedule a call. I'm not sure if people are available next week or not, but to really fill in that blank. And that would be pretty much our final revision before the council meets in Paris. That looks satisfactory to folks?
This is Christian. It seems to me that the language and to be added to one of the five planned PDP sets seems redundant once you put the blank in.
Ah, okay. That's the trouble with speed editing.
Mr. Chairman, this is Rob Hogarth. I'd also like to make a recommendation when you have a chance.
Okay, let me just chop off to become part of the blank transfer policy development effort, and then chop off the rest of that sentence. Doesn't that cure the redundancy? So it would then read, this issue should become part of the blank transfer policy development effort. Go ahead, Rob. I'm going to save this version. All right, so number five reads right. Number seven doesn't read right yet. So, Rob, what was your other thing?
Well, in the latest edit, it looks like the last bullet in both denial for reason five and seven still has language basically saying we simply didn't have enough time to address these. I think you need to change that to more fully reflect your discussion. I think one of the reasons that you were getting sort of that feedback that Olaf passed on from Aubrey and Chuck is, well, if you don't have enough time, you know, just take
more time. Yeah, right. And I think that the issue that we're really dealing with, you're right, Rob, that's a good thing that we should. So we'll say we didn't have time to adequately address it. Let's see. Think about this. We felt that, feel that these constitute broader policy issues. We feel that these constitute broader policy issues rather than simply clarifications of existing policy.
Is that information be actually included under the concerns section? And then we just keep the recommendations as straight recommendations?
A good idea.
Yeah, because your second bullet in concerns for number 5 captures what you're trying to do right now very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, way to go us. Okay, I'll just chop that off then. Great. Good catch. Thanks for reading, folks. I was so deep in the editing that I didn't see that. Okay, so I've just deleted the third recommendation, and it should be on your screen now. See how that looks. Again, number 7 doesn't read right. I'll copy the stuff that we've done in number 5 down there in a minute. That's a golden sound of consensus?
This is kind of minor, but the or is in the wrong place on the second bullet point under recommendation. Because now there are only 2 items rather than 3.
Ah. Good job. No such thing as too minor a point when one is editing. On the old computer, give me back my editing screen. Okay, I've taken care of that one. Anything else? Save that. It's up there now.
In the meantime, I've added the link on the first page to the proposed PDP document. The PDP sets.
Ah, okay. Just take
Mike, you're probably going to want to take that second bullet point under Reason 5 and copy it over to Reason 7 as well so that we make sure that we capture the complexity issue.
Okay.
So I didn't see it there in 7.
Yeah, let me do that right now. So that's the one, the proposed text, raise deeper issues, right? Oops, that's not
right.
Sometimes DSL in the country when you're 60 miles away from the nearest central office isn't as fast as it can be. Okay, I think it's up there now. Oh, I've got the or. Well, I've got that whole. Let me copy the. As long as I've got a moment here, I'll copy the recommendations down so that they're really, truly correct. Okay. No, I think seven is also corrected. So now I think we're looking at pretty close to a final draft. Anything else that people see?
Mike, you may want to change working group in this, the proposed text one, to drafting group as well.
Ah, yeah, okay. I'm gonna do that offline because I think it shows up in several places, so I'll just go through and change all of those at once. But I've got that on my notes to get done. Anything else? While we're letting that sit in our minds, Olaf put the PDP sets link up there on the homepage, and maybe we, if people are pretty comfortable with the draft, maybe we could take a quick look at these sets to see. Oh no, there's no way that we're going to be able to wing this. I remember.
I think that calls for deeper reading.
Yeah, it does. Thanks a lot, Olaf, for posting it. But there's no way we can wing it in this last 10 minutes. Okay, so if we are agreed on the draft and agreed on our agenda for the next meeting, I think the only thing that then remains is taking a sense of the group to see, could we meet again in a week? Is this a good time for folks?
Fine for me.
Yeah, it should be okay for me.
Dreadful for me, but I will break out of what I'm doing. Join it. So, Tim, can you make next week?
I have no problem with the time.
Okay. Well, then why don't we go ahead and schedule same time next week a call to place those last two in the appropriate PDP. And with that, I think unless there's other either corrections to the draft or other business, we can wrap this call up.
I think we should perhaps, or I would like to just send a little note to the council list if they are expecting to have a final piece of paper from us as of today, to say that we have extended our work with an additional meeting and will send the final report from the group.
This is Tim rejoining.
Oh, hi, Tim. Tim, I asked you, and I bet you weren't there. Is next week at this time okay for you to meet on another call?
No, I'll be in the air about this time. Not on my own, by the way. Anyway, what I can do though is you send my comments about the how I think this should, you know, my opinion on where this could land within the other PDP, or you know how it could be handled. I can send that to the list.
Oh, that'd be great.
But now, I don't want to hold up the call just for me, but.
Well, it's a pretty bad time for me as well. I would sort of. How does Friday work for people?
Worse.
Oh, okay. And Wednesday?
Wednesday's fine for me.
Not for you, Tim.
Yeah, I think I could make Wednesday work.
Others?
At the same time, Mike?
Yeah.
So it's the 4th at noon or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
That works for me. That's much better for me, too.
Oh, good. Well, then let's do that. Let's try it for Wednesday next week, the 4th. That would be way better for me. And,
oh, hold a second. Oh, no, it isn't. Sorry, but I do have another call which stretches till possibly 1 hour later. So would it be possible to have it 1 hour later?
That gets into the same conflict for me, but again, I could just show up to that late. I'm not leading that. I'm just a participant. How does that work for other folks if we started 1 hour later than this call?
Yeah, that would work for me, Mike.
Okay. That's workable for me.
Yeah, still works for me, too.
All right, let's do that. Let's shift it 1 hour later.
Glenn, will you still send a reminder?
Yes, of course I will.
Yeah, you might.
They really help.
Send one. I think you've been doing this all along. Send sort of an early one and then a late one.
Yeah, okay.
The day and the time.
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. Any other business? Anything else we need to talk about today? Hearing, and I'll go ahead and change that one thing, working group, to drafting group, and I think with that we can wrap this call up. Thanks all.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Ted.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.